good.
It's still like.
It's still a little bit weird.
Wow.
Here, wait. Let me.
How's that? There we go.
Oh yeah.
Okay. Okay.
For sure.
Awesome. Well, it's 4 o'clock on a Monday. So N Spencer 5 is back in the stew. I've brought Mr. Henry Krieger with me today.
Hi.
Back again. We're moving on from cowboy music.
Yeehaw.
There's no more tumbleweeds in here. We got the horse out of here. But
that was hard.
Yeah, that was hard. We had to get up the stairs. It was a whole thing. No more shootouts either. But today, we're just going to be playing what we've listened to recently. We're winding down the semester. We've got like a week of class left, and then a break, and then 2 days, and then we're done, which is kind of insane.
Cray cray.
Cray cray. So I've been listening to a lot of music, a lot of walking and studying and the like. I don't know. Have you been on your grind?
I just drove to Cincinnati, so I was in my bag, my music bag, if you will, for that one. No, but not really that much more than usual. I've been lots of my studying has not been musicable studying.
That's fair. I either do like music I know or like lo-fi beats. All right, so I think Henry's going to start us off. What do we listen to first?
Let's put the first one on.
First one.
All right. So I made a little bit of a playlist, but it's a little too long, so we'll just pick pieces and parts. But first one we got is Amy by Pure Prairie League. It's from an album called Bustin' Out. Did we tell them what the theme is?
Yeah.
Songs we've been listening to lately?
Yeah.
All right, so this one was kind of, this one I listened to, but like, all right, so at the end, it's got these like callbacks to the beginning of the album from Bustin' Out. And on the way to Cincinnati, I just listened to the whole album, so I'd like understand it a little bit better. But yeah, this one's a fun little tune.
Beautiful. So,
here it is.
Let you see one thing for yourself, but now you're off with someone else and I'm alone. See, I thought that I might keep you for my own. Amy, what you wanna do? I think I could stay with while maybe longer if I do. Don't you think the time is right for us to find all the things we thought weren't proper could be right in time? And can you see which way we should turn, together or alone? I can never see what's right and what is wrong. It'll take too long to see. Amy, what you wanna do? I think I could stay with you for a while, maybe longer if I do. You want, you've had your way, and all thoughts before just faded in the grave. Can you see that I don't know if it's you or if it's me? If it's one of us, I'm sure we both will see. Won't you look at me and tell me, Amy, what you wanna do? I think I want you longer if I do. Longer if I do, yeah, now. Amy, what you wanna do? I think I could stay with you for a while, maybe longer if I do. I keep falling in and out of love with you. Falling in and out of love with you. Don't know what I'm gonna do.
All right.
So that little part at the end, that falling out of love part, that relates to the song before it. But in listening to the whole album, it relates to nothing else in the album. So,
an interesting callback.
Yeah, there you go.
I like that one. I like the singing at the end. It was beautiful.
Beautiful.
All right. So that was Henry's first song up. Next up, I've got Vulture City by Venturing. Venturing is the artist Jane Remover's alt account on Spotify, and she has like one EP and a couple songs, but they're really good. They're very like chill compared to what she normally puts out, and she's one of my favorite artists ever. I think Census Designated is like my top five album ever. Wow. So I like finding all of her other music because she's really talented. So this is Vulture City by Venturing. Enjoy.
I've dealt the same.
I was like, oh, we're not back.
There we are. Now we're back. Now we're back.
Oh, I like that one.
Yeah, that was that was Venturing, aka Jane Remover.
It's like chill.
Yeah,
like very like floaty.
Very very chill. Just saw her like a month ago, open for JPEG Mafia.
Oh yeah,
she was awesome. She might be on my Spotify Wrapped. I don't know. We were talking about Spotify Wrapped because that comes out in like probably 2 weeks. And I'm very curious to see everybody's.
Joshua Block might be on my Spotify Wrapped.
World of T-shirts. Shout out World of T-shirts.
Shout out World of T-shirts. If you're listening out there, World of T-shirts, just know that we love you. I've been listening to your music a lot lately.
In the internet multiverse. All right. Henry's next up. What do we got?
Next we have Layla by Eric Clapton. However, it's the live acoustic version. So, I mean, it's just like a slower version of the normal song. I think there's like a comforting feeling of having like an exciting new song, but like knowing all the words, knowing what's going to happen next. So, I've heard this song long time ago growing up, but I just heard it recently at a restaurant. I was like, oh yeah, I like that song.
Nice.
But yeah, I think songs are like the same songs, but like different, like sung differently are very fun.
Yeah.
Very comforting.
Yeah. I'm excited to hear it. I only know the normal version, so. Here we go with Layla acoustic live version.
Yeah.
Enjoy.
See if you can spot this one.
Got me on my me on my knees, baby. Thank you, darling, please, baby. Darling, won't you ease my worry now? Layla, count me on my knees, Layla. Thank you, darling, please, baby. Darling, won't you ease my
Wow, I like that one a lot. I think I do prefer the original, but
I think I do too. But there's like there's something fun in the like a little bit different, a little different thing,
a little more cowboy.
Yeah, a little more cowboy.
All right, so that was Henry's. Next up, we got one of mine. A bit of a switch up in genre and vibe here. We got "Doubt It" by Destroy Lonely off of his 2024 album "Love Lasts Forever." Which was pretty solid. I've kind of just been listening to this on shuffle as like background noise. But I like a lot of the songs on it. It's like just like good trap music, I guess. Have you listened to it, Mr. Krieger?
I don't think I have. I think this is a guy who like I wanna start listening to though. I like how people call him Lone. That's I think that's metal. That's pretty cool.
I guess that is metal. Yeah, so my mom's going to hate this song, but this
is... My mom is too.
This is Doubt It by Destroy Lonely. Enjoy, have fun.
Hold up, baby. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, you fine. Back money. I can't miss a dollar. Pop a Tesla. Watch the money counter. Count my swinging doors. Posted in the kitchen. Sticks on counters. Blowing out these toes. I've been arguing with my accountants. You know how it go when you're young and rich. You got a pop. This year made a couple $1 million. I've been going through some things, but it's alright. You know what they say, my money, my problems. So I just say she got my back, I treat her right. She say she saving me, but sometimes I still doubt it. They say I talk too much about how I've been popping it. They want me to rap about my life, that's all I do. Honestly, I ain't even got no time for you. $1,200 what it cost to wash my shoes. They say this money fucked around, got to my brain. I think it did it, show me half these niggas lame. I think it did it, show me bitches fuck for fame. I think it did it, show me just to stay in my lane. And I'm sorry, I ain't got no time to call you. Why you acting like that? You know that bag money a baller. I tried to give you all of me and fuck around and lost it. But the fact that I hit you back, soon as we land, it's jet. 12-hour flight up seas, about to meet my European connect. LA, Australia, going around the world and still ain't get no rest. My foot was tired, baby, please don't swerve like that, you might just wreck. Boy, just slide, huh? Yellow shot it fine, and I'm fresh. Pop a Tesla, watch the money counter. Came out swinging doors, posted in the kitchen. Sticks on counters, blowing out these chones. I've been arguing with my accountants. You know how it go when you're young and rich. You gotta pop it. This year made a couple $1 million. I've been going through some things, but it's alright. You know what they say, my money, my problems. Shawty say she got my back, I treat her right. She say she saving me, but sometimes I still doubt it.
All right, that was "Doubt It" by Destroy Lonely.
I like that one. I don't think my mom's gonna hate it as much as I even thought that she would. But.
My mom definitely hated it. But, yeah, we were chatting about some euchre that we're playing this weekend, and we got Thanksgiving coming up soon. I don't know if I'll have a show next Monday.
Yeah, speaking of Euchre, my thoughts on Euchre are, like, some people are like, oh, I want this person as my partner because they're good at Euchre. I don't think you could be good at Euchre. Like, there's, like, a base strategy, but, like, I think you either know how to play the game or you don't. Like, it's either knowing or you're not. I don't think there's, like, much you can do.
I, like, okay, I used to agree with you, but I think once you play, you can learn when to, like, play certain cards. Like, if you have, like, obviously you can learn, like, what to lead with, right?
Yeah,
but I
sure.
think you can learn, like, when to hold, like, a higher trump card or, like...
So, like, when to hold them and when to fold them?
Yeah, if you
maybe
will.
Maybe when to walk
yeah.
away and...
Oh, tumbleweed just rolled across. That was weird.
Wow.
I guess there's some strategy involved. I would say, like, having, like, if your partner knows how to play, it doesn't really matter how quote unquote good they are.
That's I hear you. I understand what you're saying. I can level with your wrong opinion, but
okay. I see how it is. Next up is Henry's
Anyways,
song.
Yeah.
What
so
are we listening to?
Next up, we have The Rooster, which isn't exactly maybe what you're thinking of, which will come later, but. The Rooster by Fair Isle Folk, Irish pub song. This one's just been stuck in my head lately. Nathan said, put together songs that have been stuck in your head. And so the first two were kind of ones I feel like the first ones were a little connected. But after this, it's just going to get a little crazy. So be ready for my picks.
All right.
This is a fun one.
This is The Rooster. Enjoy.
I was down in the hen house and on my knees. I thought I heard a chicken sneeze. It was only the rooster saying his prayers, thanking the Lord for the hens upstairs. We had some chickens, no eggs would they lay. We had some chickens, no eggs would they lay. All the wives said, honey, we're losing money. Oh yeah, because them chickens, no eggs would they lay. Then came a rooster into our yard, and he caught them chickens right off of the guard. They're laying eggs now like they never used to, since that rooster came into our yard. We had a moo cow, no milk would she give. We had a moo cow, no milk would she give. All the wives said, honey, we're losing money. Oh yeah, because that moo cow, no milk would she give. Then came a rooster into our yard, and caught that moo cow right off of her guard. She's given yogurt like she never used to, since that rooster came into our yard. We had an elephant, and no tusks would he grow. We had an elephant, and no tusks would he grow. The wife said, honey, we're losing money. Oh yeah, because that elephant, no tusks would he grow. Then came a rooster into our yard, and caught that elephant right off of his guard. He's laying eggs now out of solid ivory, since that rooster came into our yard.
The Rooster. I could go for a Guinness right now after that one.
I really could.
Yeah,
that was just a fun one. That's just been stuck in
yeah.
my head.
Have you heard it in an Irish pub, perhaps?
I think I have. I think so. When I was very young, I went to Ireland. And I think that's when the first time I heard it was in a pub, probably. Because I remember, like, that was, like, my jam, you know? Like, yeah, I just could not stop singing that song even when I was a kid. But now I can't stop singing it now. I was singing it the other night. And they all thought that I was making up a song. They thought I was crazy. But alas, there it is.
And
the Rooster.
He can't stop singing it, and we can't stop drinking Guinness.
Yes.
Next up, we're back to me. We got Soft Landing by Billy Woods. This is off of his 2023 album, Maps. This is a really, really great album. Billy Woods, more of a lyrical rapper. I think he's part of Arm & Hammer. I might be wrong on that. Somebody's going to correct me on that. But it's that vibe of music. But this song is incredible. This is one of my favorite songs from last year. It's on my Flawless Songs playlist.
Is Arm & Hammer just like a rap group?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Here, wait. Here's their Spotify page. Wait, let's see. Let's look at their description. Yes, it is. It's Billy Woods and Elucid, I think. But they work with The Alchemist and that whole squad. But yeah, I really like this song. The music video is really cool, too. If you have time, go check it out. This is Soft Landing by Billy Woods. Enjoy.
Cool.
Excuse me. On those drinks? It's 2-1-1 on the daiquiris. It ruins the whole day when my baby mother mad at me. Spliff could probably jump your car battery. Birds of paradise in the menagerie. A single death is a tragedy, but eggs make omelets. Statistics, how you look at war casualty. Killing is one thing, what sticks is how casually. Nonchalant, 5 in the morning, what I grew up on. God bless this sweet home, my beloved haunt. 1-2-4 bluestone crouched on thin haunch. While I get domed from the living, conch fritters crisping in the kitchen. Grew gaunt in prison, my own warden, cellian, superintendent. Flaunt, flagrant, disassociation, dissonant cadence. Free political dissidents from their cages. But leave them open, we got lists of names, pages and pages. Wouldn't want to waste the space the previous regime gave us. This message is to inform you your service will be suspended for non-payment. Midnight ravers, head in the loud clouds, both feet on the fucking pavement. Birds flying high, you know how I feel. Sun in the sky, you know how I feel. Breeze drifting on, you know how I feel. Birds flying high, you know how I feel. Sun in the sky, you know how I feel. Breeze drifting on, you know how I feel. My daily routine narrated by an Attenborough. Over the instrumental to keep it thorough. My chain bang, glass ceilings, Joe Burrow. When the contract came, white man read while I sit brow furrowed. Rappers linked out, Second Amendment with the beam. It worked for William Burroughs. It could be nuclear winter with an earthquake. The worst people who wriggle out the rubble. Maybe suicidal thoughts was the everyday struggle. For a brief, sweet moment, it was nothing in the thought bubble. From up here, the lakes is puddles. The land unfold, brown and green. It's a quiet puzzle. Before we take off, I call mom and say I love you. Complimentary beverages. When we land, I text my ex and say,
ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Amsterdam World. Also, time is 6:30. Please remain seated with your seatbelt fastened until the sector has been switched off. Any devices for messaging, calls, or internet access must remain switched off.
Birds flying high, you know how I feel. Sun in the sky, you know how I feel. Breeze drifting on, you know how I feel. Birds flying high, you know how I feel. Sun in the sky, you know how I feel.
We hope you enjoyed this flight with us today and we thank you for choosing EasyJet on behalf of the captain.
Sorry, a little sneak peek of the next song there. Whoops. That was Soft Landing by Billy Woods. Yeah, that was my pick. I haven't been listening to it that much recently, but it came on in the car the other day and it reminded me of how good it was. So what do we got up next?
Next, so finding the Rooster song, the previous Rooster song, was actually a little bit difficult. So instantly, the Alice in Chains version, and I was like, wow, this is a great song. I think I'd heard it in some TikToks before, but then I listened to the whole song, and I was just like, wow, like this is pretty cool. And so now that one's stuck in my head as well. So we got the Rooster, or just Rooster, 2022 remastered. Alice in Chains.
From their album Dirt.
2022 remastered.
Yeah. Let's give it a go. Here's Rooster.
Yeah. There you go.
Mm-hmm.
Rooster.
The Rooster by Alice in Chains. Alice My mom did not like that one. She
makes
does
me
want
to... Oh, go ahead.
Yeah, she doesn't think that the two Rooster songs should be associated, but you really would not like some of the songs I cut out of this playlist.
The Alice in Chains ones makes me want to go buy a Harley and a pack of cigarettes.
Yeah. Yeah. It's
pretty,
just like,
pretty
it's just
awesome.
Like, ugh. It makes me like, ugh.
Yeah, it's grimy.
Yeah, for sure.
So that was Henry's pick. Next up, switching up the vibe yet again. We're all over the place with this one. We got Make It Forever by George Clanton. This was my pick. I saw George Clanton live last year. That was like a top five concert ever. His set was super cool. He had like CRT TVs like all the way up and down the sides of the stage, and then he had this like LED wall behind him. And it was really, really good. I knew his music, but I didn't know it that well. He makes like vaporwave kind of. But seeing him live was awesome, and like the crowd really, really loved him, and it was just really great vibes. And I think this is my favorite song by him. And I took some really, really good pictures. Only real ones know. But this is Make It Forever by George Clanton. Enjoy. That was Make It Forever by George Clanton. I have a hot take that this song reminded me of. I think it's okay to video concerts. I know people are always like, oh, not a phone in sight, yada, yada, yada. I watched the video of this song from this concert like once a month. Like, I go back and watch it to relive it. And I think that's okay.
Yeah, I don't know about that one. I don't know if I agree with that. Because, I mean, like, I have so many videos of, like, art. That's like taking videos of fireworks. Like, come on, man. Like,
I think, okay. If it's, like, if you're, like, taking, like, a 30-second song of, like, one part of a, or a 30-second video of one part of a song you like, cool. But, like, if you're holding your phone up for the whole song, for the whole show, that's annoying.
Okay, I agree with that. Because you're not going to watch that thing again. Like, if it's, like, a song, or if it's, like, yeah, or if it's a part of one, I agree with that.
Also, I think it depends on your social media. Like, if you're posting the whole thing on your Snapchat story, like, you deserve the worst in life.
Yeah, for sure.
But, like, if you're posting one picture or one video, yeah. Glad we've settled this debate. Anyway, that was Make It Forever by George Clanton off of Slide. Slide's another one of my... I'd put that in, like, top 20 albums. I really, really like that one. But, yeah. Next up, what do we got?
All right, we have 28, Zach Bryan. Thing is, with this album, you know, some of the songs, I think the more I listen to it, they're growing on me. But, like, I was not too, especially first listen, not too fond of this album. But this song, like, first time I listened to it, I thought it was awesome. It's just, like... I don't know. It's just very, very calming song. And I could listen to this a million times. I think this is a perfect song. So that's really
all right.
That's
looking forward to it.
It's always stuck in my head. So there you go.
Here's 28 by Zach Bryan.
Train to the south side of Boston. You showed me where your old man stayed. Took 28 years of blood I was lost in to feel loved on my own birthday. And I always felt like I was in between something like home and somewhere far away. But tonight on the west side in a bar out in Brooklyn, I saw tears outline your face. How lucky are we? It's been a hell of a week. We're all grown now. The smoke shaping out. Guitar I was given when I was barely 14. When did McGlinchey's get so crowded, and why are the crowds so damn great? I lost my mind on the streets of the city, and maybe I lost all hope too. Took 28 years of blood pumping through me to get. Smoke seeping out of the bar down the street.
the south side of Boston. You showed me where your whole heart stayed. Took 28 years of blood pumping through me to feel loved on my own birthday.
Say it one more time.
Beautiful, beautiful song. Beautiful song.
I think I just shed tears during that. That was Henry's pick, 28 by Zach Bryan.
Yeah.
We got one of my songs up next. This is Double Apple by They're Gutting a Body of Water, also known as Tagabow. what are you laughing about?
They are gutting
it's
a body
good
of
band.
Water.
It's a good band. They're from Philadelphia, actually. But this is from their 2019 album, Destiny XL. I think it's their best album. But I just saw them open for Julie, and they were really, really good. That was my second time seeing them. I bought a hoodie, which I'm currently wearing. But yeah, they're really good. They're shoegaze, grunge, very loud stuff. But they do like electronic songs in between songs on this album and also at live shows, which is really cool.
Yeah, I'm going to go see They're Gutting a Body of Water.
Yeah, whatever. That's why people abbreviate it.
What do they abbreviate to?
Tagabow.
Tagabow.
Shut up. Okay. Moving on. This is Double Apple by Tagabow.